The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
I think it's appropriate to say that the Republican Party is vastly diminished in numbers. The leadership of the Republican Party is fractured. And the Trump wing of the party is the bulk of the party, but it makes up a significant minority of the American people. And we'll see.
We will indeed see. I had to play that cut again. That was yesterday from the man who bears the title President of the United States, who was commenting about Republican politics, about the GOP being more fractured than it has ever been, and that it has no leadership. Which is one thing to say, but he was saying it from the podium of NATO headquarters in Brussels. And I am convinced that our regular guest, presidential historian, amongst many other things, Lord Conrad Black, has something to say about that. Lord Black, welcome back to America First.
Thanks very much, Sebastian. Always a pleasure.
I thought there was a rule about not talking politics once you leave the shores of the nation, but doubly so if you are in the headquarters of an international organization like NATO. Did I miss something special about yesterday's summit?
No, I don't think you did. I think the president missed something. He shouldn't be talking like that. And for furthermore, what he said is nonsense, and everyone he was speaking to knows it's nonsense. I mean, the Republicans gained in the congressional side of the election, put up 75 million votes, despite being outspent 2-1 and having 95% of the national political media against them. And how he gets off telling NATO that the Republican Party is basically a husk and a divided enterprise when he's presiding over a Tower of Babel. You're ranging from Joe Manchin to the militants, the violent faction of Black Lives Matter. I don't understand any of it.
Well, and especially if you look at the fact that Donald Trump received more votes than any other incumbent president. And I'm scratching my head when he says that there is no leadership. Lord Black, you are a very canny observer of American politics. Who else is vying for the leadership? Who can come close to vying for the leadership of the whole conservative bloc except for the 45th president?
Yeah, he has a great deal more support in his party than the president has in his. It's just an astonishing statement.
All right, let's...
What you say is accurate, and we're leaving out the fact that... It was a very questionable electoral result. I'll concede Biden won the popular vote, but 42,000 shifted votes in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Georgia, and Trump would have won in the Electoral College. I mean, it's one thing, as you said in your intro, if he wants to make partisan remarks within the United States, that I think that would be an unwise thing to say, and I don't know why he would do it, but he perfectly has a right to do it. But to go to NATO and say that, in effect, to the world, starting with the country's principal allies, is a scandalous thing to do, I think.
We'll talk about your superb summary of everything that's happening with the audits and the problems with the last election. We're posting it right now on our Twitter feeds. It's at AmericanGreatnessAmGreatness.com. It's the real threats to our democracy. Follow Lord Black right now, Conrad M. Black on Twitter, ConradMBlack.com. Lord Black, let's pull up a little bit, broaden the aperture slightly. Let's talk about not just the NATO summit, but what preceded it in Cornwall. Did anything meaningful come out of that meeting of the G7, apart from, if I were a Brit, I'd be irate right now that you have these people prancing around the seaside having their barbecues as the same evening Boris Johnson is creating a new lockdown for the people in the UK. So does anything useful come out of these events, and did you see anything of note from this one?
Well, the only thing that struck me as noteworthy was this agreement on a minimum 15% corporate tax. I mean, that I'd want to read it carefully, but it looks to me like a surrender of American sovereignty on a scale that should not be done, and a bridging of what is traditionally a substantial right-to-left gap between the United States and most of the continental European countries. They tend to be higher tax, bigger public sector countries, and I am afraid that what is really happening here is that the United States and other governments are in such economic difficulties, such budgetary difficulties, that they're joining hands in the name of cracking down on rich people who seek out tax havens to try and make higher taxes respectable, and they're implicitly buying into the theory that you get greater economic growth by raising taxes and spreading the money around from the government through the public than you do by lowering taxes and incentivizing conventional economic growth. So I think it is, one, on its face, a mistaken policy, and two, a worrisome venture into collegialism where you're going to have a bunch of treasurers and central bankers from Europe meddling in the American economy. And what on earth would anyone want that for? What would any American want it for? I understand why the Germans and the French may like it, but what are the Americans? What's in it for the U.S.?
But isn't this simply a case of international virtue signaling? Because 15% is irrelevant in American terms because the Biden administration is pushing for close to 40%. So it has nothing to do with the American corporate tax. And on top of that, it's a recommendation for the G7. But the other 194 nations in the world can just laugh and scoff at it or exploit it to their own personal or national advantage. So doesn't this smack as just another case of empty gesturing or virtue signaling to the broader world?
It depends on what the sequels are. If it stops where it is, yes, you're right, that's all it is. But bear in mind, Japan, Germany, Britain and France, Italy, Canada, those are the economies, apart from China, I think Brazil might be about the same size as Canada, but they're all bigger than Russia, by the way,
yes,
economies. But those aren't just six average countries; those are six large economies. But if it stops there, yes, you're right. But my fear is, it's the thin edge of the wedge. It's the camel's nose in the tent. They start there, and then they start padding around to the G20 and the UN General Assembly, and they get all these poor countries, comparatively speaking, to get on the bandwagon and say, no, we won't be a tax haven for anybody. And it moves from virtue signaling to sort of politically correct oppression. Mm. So to take a country like Ireland, which is in the EU, is a country with intensely close relations with the United States and obviously the United Kingdom, of which it was a province for 600 years, And they basically don't have a corporate income tax, and they flourish that way. And the pressure then comes on them not to be a tax haven. Well, that shouldn't happen to Ireland or anyone else.
But you will agree with me, unless there's another interpretation, that what we saw at the press events could be nothing more than virtue signaling. When you saw...
Absolutely, what, just hot air. Sanctimonious hot air.
But when you saw the elbow bumping from Boris Johnson and Biden. Biden was vaccinated in December, Conrad. Boris has had the COVID disease. What on earth are they doing? Yeah. Why can't they shake hands?
I know, and others did, you know. But I was relieved to see that the president spared us the international embarrassment of wearing a mask. I didn't see him doing that, but I was fearful that he might.
Well, he
and
did.
And browbeat Dr. Biden into wearing one, too.
Yeah, well, he did wear one when he landed at RAF from Mindenhall and gave that address as his first address on foreign soil since the election last year, and that was rather an embarrassment, but not more than the embarrassment of facing the wrong direction as his wife's at the presidential podium with the presidential seal and said... Pay attention, Joe.
Yeah.
Not an auspicious start. He is the author of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. Follow him right now, Conrad M. Black. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Live streaming, not just across the nation, broadcasters radio, but on video at rumble.com. That's rumble.com/SebGorka. SebGorka. Back with Lord Black after these messages. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain, have tried everything else and it has failed, you've got to try Relief Factor. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Those words could be your words. And there's only one way to find out. Order your 3-week quick starter pack right now at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Welcome back, dear friends. Taking your calls in a moment on 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. I have been remiss. You always send very, very positive, very appreciative comments about our guests, especially Lord Black, and I haven't noted with any constancy that one of the new places he writes is Epoch Times. I have in my hand an article he just mentioned in the break, and it's his summary, if you're interested, how the G7 stacks up with other international events of more significant merit. We're posting it right now on our Twitter and Facebook feeds. We're going to discuss his latest piece in American Greatness, The Real Threats to Our Democracy. But if you'll indulge me, Lord Black, I'd like to read from you from a very short page and a half intelligence analysis from the Federal Bureau of Investigations marked unclassified that should bother not just conservatives, but all people who believe in representative democracy. So it's called Adherence to the QAnon Conspiracy Theory by Domestic Violent Extremists. This is the new phrase, DVEs. The participation of some domestic violent extremists who are also self-identified QAnon adherents in the violent siege of the U.S. Capitol on the 6th of January underscores how the current environment will likely continue to act as a catalyst for some to begin accepting the legitimacy of violent action. Now, we'll talk about January the 6th and its how it is used by the establishment conservative class when it comes to your article. But Lord Black, this sub phrase here will continue to act as a catalyst for some to begin accepting the legitimacy of violent action. What has America witnessed over the last 15 months when it comes to the legitimacy of violent action? And I don't recall the FBI ever releasing a statement about Antifa or Black Lives Matter.
The present governing party was absolutely as silent as a closed order of monks while riots took place in Democratic Party governed cities all across the United States, from Seattle to New York, all summer last year. Their response was defund the police, let them set up free zone in Seattle, do absolutely nothing as they attacked the federal courthouse in Portland, Oregon. What was it, 112 nights in a row or something like that? And they said not a word at their convention, nothing. And it is a bit rich for that regime now to ferret around months after the fact and claim that there was a QAnon presence amongst the hooligans who broke into the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, when the only reason that they broke in at all was because the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, and the Mayor of Washington, that egregious woman, Muriel Bowser, refused repeated requests for reinforcements from the Chief of Capitol Police, whom they then fired. They fired him as the scapegoat for their own failures. The whole thing is nonsense. I don't know anything about QAnon. I mean, it's bandied about by Peggy Noonan and others as if it's some kind of influence in the Trump entourage, but I don't believe that it is. I don't think Trump knows any more about QAnon than I do. And in any case, it has nothing to do with the Republican Party.
Let's address Ms. Noonan and your latest piece from American Greatness, The Real Threats to Our Democracy. Why is it, we understand why Democrats would have an issue with this, but why is it a problem, especially amongst certain prominent so-called Republicans, to raise any questions about the results of the last election, Conrad, and for us to do so to be labeled instantly as unfounded conspiracyism?
Yeah. You put your finger on what is the real problem and the source of the division in the country. The anti-Trump people, including a significant number, certainly a minority of Republicans, but a significant number of Republicans, including some influential ones, they cannot abide the thought of any impugning of the fairness of the election result, because in that event, Trump beat them all. He beat the 2-1 spending imbalance against him. He beat 95% of the national political media, and he was elected in the teeth of the entire American political establishment locked arms against him. And so they cannot live with that possibility. This is what Mr. Churchill called a tiny mouse of thought makes them quake in their shoes. So that is why you have this absolutely hysterical, airtight solidarity of the media, even those elements of the national political media relatively well disposed to Trump, like Fox News, for example, saying there is no question that it was a fair election result. Well, of course there's a question. There were 18 challenges legally to the integrity of the result and the constitutionality of the vote counting procedures, plus the Attorney General of Texas's case supported by 18 other states. None of them was adjudicated. There were process reasons for not hearing the cases. None of them was adjudicated. The judiciary from the courts of first instance to the highest court in the country abdicated. They abdicated their role as a co-equal branch of government. And the result was that the president called for his supporters to meet him on January 6th. They came in great numbers. I think that the miracle and the greatness of the American political process is demonstrated by the fact that that was all we got. We got a protest, and because of the negligence of the people responsible, who are now attempting to use the incident as indicative of an extremist attempt at insurrection, that is all they got, a demonstration. The fact is, it was probably a stolen election, and those 75 million people who were robbed of the result they sought have taken it, in my opinion, with commendable and astonishing calm. But the ostensible winners cannot live with the fact that it may have been a tainted election. I'm not saying it was, but it certainly might have been. And the implications of that are too destructive to their self-interest and too damaging to the country. But this audit in Arizona is going to be, as you know, replicated, is being replicated in other states, and it is impartial, and it will be irrefutable. And if it appears on the basis of these audits, these absolutely comprehensive audits, that election was stolen, these people will have to answer for it politically. I don't think you can undo the election at this stage. That's up to the Supreme Court.
No, but
they clearly didn't.
But you do mention, and I want everyone to read your latest piece, you do mention the relevance and the aftermath of the election of 1876. And we spoke earlier today to Commissioner Kerik, who's on the ground in Georgia, so we may be in a similar situation if the fraud turns out to be as large as some suspect. He is the author of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America, Lord Conrad Black. Follow him, Conrad M. Black. This is America First. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
He is smart, he is tough, he's like an encyclopedia that can kick your butt. Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Is that my good friend? I think it is, who was on the show earlier, Ray from Livermore. I love that line. Thank you. It's official, my friends. President Biden has declared war on the small business community in America. In his first few months, he has pushed for a massive tax increase on small businesses, and his quote-unquote infrastructure bill is really a $2 trillion tax hike on America's small businesses. Add to that the $15 minimum wage hike and the Green New Deal, and it really amounts to an economic war on business. One group is fighting hard for your interests if you're a small business owner or work for a small business, and that's our friends at the Job Creators Network. They're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy Advisor Program. You'll get training, you'll get help with op-eds and TV appearances on local networks. In short, their superb team will prepare you to be a leader and fighter for small businesses across the nation. If you own a business, if you want to join the fight, please join their team. It's joinjcn.com. That's Job Creators Network. Joinjcn.com. Join the fight today, because the small and medium-sized businesses employ most of the Americans working in America today. Let's go straight to your calls. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Patrick in Atlanta, line one. Welcome, Patrick.
Hey, Seb. Love your stuff.
Thank you.
I was just listening to whatever the liberals or Dems are talking about when they get all upset about voting rights or whatever. They're in the process of committing the crime that they are upset about.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, I think a lot of us conservatives, or at least, for example, Conrad Black, that was just on, was, you know, they take these people seriously. They're not hypocrites. They're criminals. For example, when he was talking about Pelosi not bringing in enough people to defend the Capitol, they did that on purpose.
Hang on, Patrick. No, we don't have any evidence of that. When you're looking for explanations for things that happen in life that are unforeseen, stick with two things. Number one, Occam's razor. Don't go for convoluted possible theories unless there's something simpler. And secondly, when it comes to government, incompetence is far often more the explanation than anything else. So unless you've got some unique evidence that you're going to provide us now, I just think when it comes to Nancy, the Capitol Police, the Metropolitan Police, I think it was just sheer incompetence on January the 6th.
Dr. Sub.
Yes.
That's what you think. That's not what's happening.
They have a plan from the Green New Deal on down, from the use of the DOJ to criminalize conservatives. But when it comes to January 6th, I have no evidence at all that they set it up. That they set it up. Do you?
No, I don't. But I take your correction. But
it's just a cautionary note. It's just a cautionary note.
Sure. Sure, but the point is that everything they complain about, voters' rights,
yes,
and all
but
things,
that's what Dennis Prager has been saying for years. Whatever they accuse you of, they're doing themselves. Thank you, Patrick. Matt, North Carolina, line two.
Hello, Dr. Gorka, commander of conservative radio.
That's good. I like that. I was never in the Navy, but I'll take it. Go ahead.
Well, I've told you that before a few months ago. Thank you for taking my call.
Apologies, I don't remember.
Fine. I know, because you're very busy, but there were 1 million listeners plus.
Thank you. Go ahead. You've got 60 seconds. Go ahead, Matt.
Thank you. Quickly. I heard from both of the host and a local friend saying the exact words that what do we think, and I wanted your opinion quickly, of Biden saying, I'm going to confront Putin. What do you think Putin's going to do? I had to make it clean it up a little bit. Not take any lip? How about?
Yeah, I think the wily murderous fox that he is, I think Putin's just going to smile through the whole thing, laughing under his breath at sleepy, creepy Biden. And if I expect anything, a few days later, 2 days later, there'll be something that occurs with the Russians behind the scenes, whether it's in the Middle East, whether it's in Eastern Europe, that will be a test, another test of the lack of mettle that is Joe Biden. So he's going to be all calmness, all sweetness and light, and then he'll do something very, very bad that will test this man, and he, of course, will fail. Thank you, Matt. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Phone number 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
By referring to the shooting of the congressional baseball practice, and he did it very carefully by saying a shooting by someone only who committed a shooting only after he confirmed that the players were Republican. So I think that reflects the fact that the FBI still doesn't exactly know what that shooter was up to. They never really uncovered the sort of detailed evidence that laid out a specific plot or an objective.
Is Annie McCabe stupid? Or is he that much of a liar? The FBI doesn't know why James Hodgkinson shot Steve Scalise. I get I guess, the hit list of Republican politicians they found on his body after he was killed. I guess that didn't answer the question for the FBI or Andy McCabe. Let's talk about the state of justice in America. But first things first, did you have a good night's sleep? If you didn't, please do what I do. What have you got to lose? Check out Mike Lindell's incredible MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, guaranteed for 10 years. They're so good. Not only do my whole team and President Trump love them, he sold 51 million of them. The left wants to cancel him. Order directly. Use my name for massive, massive discount up to 66% off. That's MyPillow.com. Support Mike Lindell, a great American. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code GORKA. Let's talk about the ramifications of a very different justice system we've witnessed since January the 6th with somebody, maybe one of the only people out there who's writing about what's really going on at that superb website we love so much, American Greatness, amgreatness.com. She's a friend of the show, Julie Kelly. Follow her at Julie_Kelly2 on Twitter. Julie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Seb. Thanks so much for having me on.
So let me read to you. I have in front of me this FBI threat analysis, this unclassified document I've been chewing on all day since we started the show. Let me just read you two sentences. The FBI has arrested more than 20 self-identified QAnon adherents who participated in the 6th of January violent, unlawful entry of the Capitol. These individuals were charged with violent entry and disorderly conduct. That's trespassing, okay, which is a misdemeanor, which would be a slap on the wrist and a quick hearing in the local court. What, in fact, is happening with these individuals and has happened to them since they were arrested back in January?
They are mostly being prosecuted for thought crimes, which is the thought crime of not believing the legitimacy of the 2020 election. I've heard this repeatedly, not only said by U.S. prosecutors in court, but also echoed by federal judges, that if they don't believe that Joe Biden is the legitimately elected president of the United States, they won't follow the laws of the government. So therefore, these people should be locked up awaiting trial because they are allegedly a danger to society. I mean, we are in really dangerous territory now.
So these people are still in custody months later because of trespassing on the Capitol.
Yes, sir. Yes, they are. A lot of nonviolent crimes, trespassing, disorderly conduct, being in a restricted area. Some have been charged with assaulting police officers. But look, this is based only on the evidence provided by Joe Biden's Justice Department, which we see every day is only a partisan weapon of the Democratic Party. We saw it again today with Merrick Garland's press conference. They are using every powerful government tool at their disposal to go not just after Trump supporters, but anyone on the right. So they are setting these people out as an example. They're destroying their lives, bankrupting their families, driving them crazy in solitary confinement. I mean, some people have been incarcerated since they turned themselves in since the middle of January, and so they don't even have trial dates yet. And so this is really a case.
Well, this is political persecution. This is the use of the FBI and the local police and the prisons as a political weapon.
It is. And the idea that the FBI would release any sort of report about QAnon, I mean, this is where our resources are going. It's laughable, but it is very destructive at the same time.
You've been doing sterling work. I'm glad it's finally getting attention in a broader audience. You need to read this lady's articles at American Greatness, amgreatness.com. Follow her on Twitter, Julie_Kelly2. Can you find, in all of the work that you've done, have you found any, and I just want one, just one example of an Antifa or BLM rioter who was arrested and kept in solitary for 5 months without a court date after their far more egregious crimes?
No, and not only that, they are dropping, the same Justice Department is actively dropping cases of the Portland rioters who were charged with far worse federal offenses than what we saw on January 6th. This includes trying to destroy a federal property, assaulting federal officers. They're dropping those cases. Also under something called deferred prosecution, where they can't be charged again, and expunging their records. Meanwhile, you have people who weren't, who did nothing. We have people who were inside the Capitol for 20 minutes, who had no weapons, attacked no one, stole nothing, vandalized nothing, and they've been in this D.C. jail since January.
We've got 60 seconds left. God bless you for what you're doing. But I have to ask this question. What is going to happen to these people? Is there anybody out there who is fighting for them in D.C. or anywhere else?
Well, I want to give a shout out to Senator Ron Johnson. He finally, he is stepping forward. He wrote a letter to Merrick Garland last week asking for reasons for the discrepancies, huge discrepancies in the prosecutions between January 6th and Antifa. So we're starting to get, attention by Republican leaders, but we need more Americans to stand up, call their congressmen, force them to speak out against this, because this is just nothing that should be happening in America.
Do they have adequate lawyers? What's your impression? Are you impressed or not?
No, most of them have no means whatsoever. They're reliant on government public defenders in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Now, how well do you think that they're going to represent Trump supporters who allegedly attacked the Capitol?
In a city.
No, they're not well represented.
In a city that voted 94% for Hillary Clinton. Well, please just keep doing what you do, Julie. Let's bang that drum. This is perhaps the most disturbing aspect of the last 4 years. This is the creation of a political police against those who are not meant to be treated this way as American citizens. Follow this lady, Julie_Kelly, to more of your calls and special guests here on America First. But I have to ask you a serious question. Will you and your family be able to survive if there's a sudden food shortage in America? The way things are going, we can expect a severe breakdown of our food supply chain, and it is distinctly possible we're on the edge of hyperinflation. Do what I did and get long-term storage food available from My Patriot Supply. Their food stays fresh for up to 25 years and provides a hearty 2,000-plus calories a day, and each pack will support you for a whole month. Use my name, use my promotion code, and you'll get $50 off your first order. This is a life-saving four-week kit. Go to preparewithgorka.com. That's preparewithgorka.com for $50 off your month supply. Do it today. Be ready. Preparewithgorka.com.
Well, look, I mean, he has made clear that the answer is, I believe he has in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do.
Mr. G, your job is on the line. Did you edit that cut?
No, I did not.
That's unbelievable. That's insane. That's Joe Biden at the NATO headquarters being asked about Vladimir Putin. That pause, what was that? That's like a robot that just had a short circuit. Unbelievable. Let's go to Mike in Ohio, line two, talking about January 6th. Welcome, Mike.
Hello, thank you for having me on. I want to bring up the fact that they're trying to... The family of the wonderful female patriot that got shot on
Ashley
January 6th.
Babbitt.
Yes, they're trying to get answers, and everybody's acting like they don't know. Go to the media. I watched it on January 6th. I saw it did it. There was two guards standing in front of him. He was behind them, looking scared, had his finger on the trigger, not on guard, and he shot through that door. I remember it.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. We know who it is. It's a black undercover Capitol Police officer. The video is clear.
So how do they not tell the family? How is it? I mean,
that's the question. And that's why Ashley Babbitt's widower has announced he's suing the federal government to at least know the name of the man who killed his wife.
Yes. And the media has the footage and they're sitting on it. It's atrocious. It's terrible. And it's I don't believe that's our country. It's not our. We're going to take it back.
It's very, very disturbing. Thank you, Mike. Elizabeth, on this issue, Kentucky Line 3. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Hello, and I sincerely love you, and thank you for all you're doing. My question is about the protesters who peacefully went to protest to the Capitol. Why isn't President Trump helping these people get out of jail? He has the means, doesn't he?
Like what? What? He's a private citizen. What are his means? Can he bust them out of prison?
Financing lawyers to help these people. Good lawyers.
He could do, but don't you know that he's under attack himself? He's being investigated and sued by the Southern District of New York?
I do. I do, and I pray for him.
Okay.
And also, I want before I go, I also wanted to say prayers for Ashley Babbitt's family.
Excellent. Superb. Yes. Thank you, Elizabeth. Let's always keep the president, President Trump, and his family in your prayers, especially as well as Ashley Babbitt's family that lost her 14-year Air Force veteran gunned down unarmed in the Capitol Hill events of January the 6th. And all those who protect this nation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls, special guests here on America First on the Salem Radio Network.